is Ange Code.
What happened?
I forgot what I was going to say. What's going on? This is Ange Code, episode 16. Today, I am here with so many close friends of mine. Yay. And, well, we got the veteran, Brie, in the building.
Hi, everyone.
Hey. Tell everybody your Twitter handle.
Well, I'm taking the show over now, so my Twitter handle
Bitch,
is...
this is not Ange Code. This is not Ange Code. This is
Ange Code. What's going on, everybody? It's Ange Code in the building, episode 16.
Hey!
That was the real introduction.
You forgot the bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Hey! What? We got Dairy in the building.
What up, what up? This is Dairy. I don't know what else to say. Do I introduce
Try
myself?
Your Twitter handle.
Oh, my Twitter handle is Fresh Justice, three S's on the fresh. You already know.
Hey, we got Keesla in the building.
Yeah!
Keeping
oh, wait,
up,
me,
girl.
Oh my bad.
Your
I
Twitter
looked at
handle.
For some reason. All right. My Twitter handle is Keeping Up with Keys without the H. I couldn't fit it in there.
Keeping Up with Keys.
Killer Keys on IG. Follow
Ooh.
Me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jason.
What's good? What's good? What's good?
Bro, there's
Twitter
a pattern.
Handle. Twitter
bro,
handle,
like,
Jay.
Oh, cool. Don't worry about it. Twitter handle, impression sent. You know, trying to send good impressions all the way around.
That's what your Twitter handle means? Because I've been trying to figure it out for 5 years, bro. Your Twitter and Instagram.
Wait, what is it?
I thought it was a sneaker store.
Sent.
It feels very sneakery.
I thought it was like impress.
Expression.
Sent. Nah, like, shin sent. Anyway, all right. We're here, episode 16. So, Bree's a veteran. Dairy's a close friend of mine. We went to UMass together. That's my brother. I love him to death.
Gang.
Known you for, like, what, like 6 years now? Seven?
Yeah, it's
oh, my God.
Time.
It's been a grip. Jason, in the building. We also went to UMass. One of my closest
shout
friends.
Shout out.
My pops. That's you. We got Keesla. She's one of my biggest supporters, bro.
Yes.
Biggest supporters on Twitter. What's good? And she also went to UMass. UMass in the building.
Oh, yeah.
So,
UMass. What's good?
So today, we got a lot of questions. And if anybody wants to submit any questions, you can go to curiouscat.me/angecode. And you can submit them there. If I don't get to your question today, I'm sorry. I'll get to them next time. Or you could just like resubmit it and I got you. And make sure that if you agree or you disagree or you're trying to start some drama or you like you laughing OD at something that we say, you use the hashtag AngeCode. Hashtag A-N-G-C-O-D-E. What's good?
Who wants this Twitter beef?
Nah,
you don't want
I've
it.
Retired. Please.
Oh my God.
Please do not at me
not
with
again.
Beef, please.
Oh man.
I have back to back too many.
No.
No more.
So we're gonna have some questions. All right. Let's see. Oh, and no threesome shit today. We be talking about threesomes all the time. And no. Actually, this is how we're going to start it off. There has been so much robot stuff since we had that episode. Did you see the homegirl with the bald head who's a citizen now?
Sophia.
I don't know too much about her.
Sophia can be a citizen, but...
Oh, she's the one who became a citizen?
Yeah, we have questions.
Yes. Brie, what you got to say about that? She's okay, basically, if y'all don't know, Sophia, why you think, Brie? Sophia, she's a robot that, like, is OD. Like, she looks so human, and she's really smart. Jason, can you explain it better? I feel like you can. Thank you.
I can't stand this nigga.
It's just some robot chick that looks real as fuck.
I didn't say nothing. She looked over.
All
right, cool, bad.
Listen, Jason be talking, bro, like...
First off, no, I don't be talking.
Jason,
Sophia is an artificial intelligence robot.
That's what I was trying to say.
She has the capacity to think and learn. And that's really what's scary about her.
Right. Okay, but yeah, she learns OD. So Sophia is like a citizen, like of the United States, the first robot citizen. But Brie, hit him with the bars.
No, I have so...
Here we go.
I'm gonna pretend I have nothing to say about this because I feel
no.
Like I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable with all this robotness. First
yes,
of all,
thank you.
Aside from Sophia, I watched another video a couple of days ago with this robot named Harmony.
She was on a strip pole.
She
was thick.
There was a robot with a strip pole on Twitter.
She was thick.
Yeah, she was
weird,
kind of cute.
Two C's.
Oh, God. You said she was cute?
She was kind of cute. It was weird, but it was like they specialized her to be like a companion for like people who want to have conversations with a robot, but then they added the element of making her like a sexual robot. Like, oh my God. Learns, like,
see,
people's
preferences. See, I told y'all. I told y'all. I told y'all. I told y'all.
Like, as you swear. You put this into the universe and brought up harmony into my life. This is what you did to me. Thank you. Me personally.
Badass.
But it's so awkward. Like, it's, like, literally, like, she exists to, like, learn your preferences and to be able to orgasm and, like,
what? Orgasm?
Like, well, like,
I told y'all. Everybody thought I was crazy 2 episodes ago. This was literally, like, 1.5 months ago.
No.
Everybody thought I was crazy because I would have sex with a robot. And
you are crazy, bitch.
Look at this shit. Nah, look at this
crazy.
There's robots having sex. There's robots learning shit.
Son.
Have you ever seen iRobot?
Right.
Yeah.
Like a Terminator. Terminator.
Listen,
Terminator.
Listen. It doesn't have to be a robot
faster than this.
We'll it doesn't have to be a robot that thinks and learns and shit. Just give me a robot that could dick me down.
You have a vibrator.
But AI, Angela.
You have a vibrator.
Always gonna have the ability to learn.
Yo, no bullshit though.
What you mean no?
No bullshit though. I saw an article that said by like 2030, sexual relations with robots are going to become normalized and accepted.
That's disgusting. I told y'all.
Son, anyway, that's not even that long.
This country is canceled.
Son, that's 13 years, bro.
I told y'all. Remember this date. 27th is December 7th, 2017. First question on curiouscat.me/angecode. It says, to the guys, does your perception of a woman change if she gives it up fast? Is it a turnoff if she's too easy? This question is stupid.
Not at all.
Because he's a logical person. I like logical.
Like, why? Right. Yo, let's cut to the chase.
No, I feel like before people would be like, oh, like, I smashed that, it's or like whatever. And then people that I know are like, oh, like, don't have sex yet. Like, no.
I'm gonna have sex with you if I wanna have sex
Amen. With you.
You can still carry yourself like a woman and classy. Thank and so you. Like, you know, if you know what you want. Like, you can carry yourself elegantly.
Son, you're about to dig yourself a grave. Get ready for this.
You digging. At you from the
you
left.
Digging, boy.
From the left.
You digging,
still,
boy.
You can still be
elegant. Classy and elegant mean not having sex?
No, not that. That's not what I meant at all. I said you can be elegant and still have sex very fast at the same time.
He's trying to differentiate between
like, you can still be elegant. Like, yeah, you can carry yourself.
Okay, I got you.
You can still do both.
Yeah, you can still be. Exactly. You can still be classy and be having sex. Like,
my thing about that whole question is, like, if she gives it up too fast, that means you participated in the same activity, but it was a problem that the other person let you partake in this activity with them. I just want to discuss the logic in this question here.
Oh, like, if she gives it up, you just created her like an object.
Jason is in the back, like,
no, we did the same thing.
I'm just listening, son. They told me don't talk.
We did the same thing at the same time, and I'm mad that you let me do that.
Yeah.
That's not crazy. I agree with that. This is a disclaimer.
I'm about to dig himself a grave.
But there's an argument out there, right, that says, you know,
I'm going to get mad.
This nigga a key that can open all locks is a master key.
That shit is dumb. Do you believe it, Dan?
I don't believe it. I'm just saying. The first thing I said was that I think this.
Fabulous said that.
Time out.
I remember that tweet.
Jason, hit it.
Break it down, though, because I didn't. A key that opens all locks is a master key. Okay, but
what's the point of saying that? A lock that lets all keys open it is just a bad lock.
You just compared a vagina to a lock, man. I mean, not you, Fabulous did.
It's a very famous argument.
No, I mean, like,
it's not an argument. It's just something
I don't even have anything to say right now. Everybody, y'all leave this shit.
Go ahead, Rashi.
No, you don't need to be rash. It's just you got to understand, like, you can't use that as an analogy. You can't use cars as an analogy. You can't use keys as an analogy to a vagina.
To a woman.
Sorry. It's not
a
like,
woman. Okay. Like,
it's just not an argument. It's not real. It's just something that people say just to say some shit.
Can we be real for a second?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't think this.
can we be real for a second? No analogies.
What happened?
All right. So I'll say this.
He's about to say some crazy shit.
I thought he was going to start rapping.
I don't got bars.
Crazy. Some dumb shit.
Go ahead, Jason.
I'll say it this way. Like, if a shorty tosses it up quick,
if a shorty tosses
it up
quick.
But yo, let him talk. This is a man's perspective.
Go ahead.
True.
All right, listen up, fellas.
She mad.
Jesus Christ.
Men ain't shit. Forget it. Don't just play.
Come on. Hello.
Zip. Go on, Jason.
Ange code 16, ladies night. Boys are canceled.
Pew, pew.
Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Jason, say it.
It's not a problem, yo. I've had relationships, like long relationships, and we had sex early. Like, maybe the second or third time, or even maybe the first time that we met. So it's not an issue. It's really just about, you know, what is the vibe that you get from the person? How well do you connect with them? So I understand that. The way society kind of gets tricked. There's no but. The way society gets tricked. The way society gets tricked is because usually men are the ones pursuing sex, and then women are usually the ones that are able to basically have sex whenever they want.
Hence, giving it up.
No, I didn't say that. That wasn't my word right now. The point is, because of that, because for men, it's usually seen as like a challenge, whereas for women, they're kind of the gatekeepers of sex for the most part in society. The gatekeeper.
I feel mad powerful.
You are mad powerful.
Y'all are.
Damn. For real. Bitch, I can open this gate if I want. I can close this gate if I want when I want to.
Pussy is power. This nigga Kendrick stupid. Dick is free. So, let's keep it 100.
I don't know about all that.
Next question.
So that's the reason why people get all twisted on this. But the reality is that.
All right, next question.
That was good.
So it says, is it acceptable to not post your significant other on social media?
No.
That's not acceptable.
No.
Bong, bong.
What was the question?
Is it acceptable to not post your significant other on social media?
I feel like it depends on perspective.
Say that again.
So you can do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, don't blow up my feed. With your ugly ass significant arms.
You can't do it too much, man.
Right.
Yo, my uncle, that nigga is super in love.
Yeah.
Yo. It's every other minute. I'm like, bro.
That should be annoying. I'm not following your girl. I'm following you.
Blockafella Records.
Right.
Shout out to my uncle. I love
Blockafella Records.
That's cute.
So I think you should, but not to an extreme. And I also don't think that you shouldn't not post them. That shit is just shady.
Right.
If you're not posting your significant other, either they're ugly or you got a side piece. Or two or three. Or you got another girlfriend behind closed doors, or another boyfriend behind closed doors.
Or a wife
like,
and kids.
That's shady. It's just shady. It's just shady.
You just don't love them. That's really what it is.
But, yeah, like
even
exactly.
If they're ugly, you're going to post it.
You want to show your significant other off. I love that shit. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, post love my it. Shit on your header.
That's right.
Put me up there.
Put me up there.
Right, you forced to the fullest.
That bumper sticker tweet.
Oh, yeah, the bumper sticker.
That's a lot.
If my head is not a bumper sticker on your car, you don't love me.
Shit. Next question. Next one. Whoa. It says, is it bad that I love sucking dick? I've watched porn and studied it to perfect my dick sucking skills. All right.
Learning Shout out how to you, breathe. Madam. Or sir.
Learning how to breathe when he's
in the body.
Learning how to breathe when he's oh my god, this is really intense. Okay. Learning how to breathe when he's balls deep in my throat. I love when tears stream down my face too. Oh, yeah. Do I have a problem? Am I a dick sucking addict?
No, you might be an erotic
human being. You are perfectly fine.
Or sir.
You a good girl.
Call daddy. Call
sir.
No, right. Or sir. Anon, can you please come forward? Can you please ask me? I just have questions about you and your life.
No, like, honestly. Okay. You should enjoy.
Yes.
Giving oral sex to your significant other. Like, you should enjoy sucking some dick because you are pleasing your partner and that should turn you on.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not turning you on, then you're selfish. That's my like,
or maybe that person is just not the right person.
Or maybe you haven't watched enough porn like this person. Like, it says, am I a dick sucking addict? Like,
I don't think you're a dick sucking addict.
I think it really depends on the part, because there have been some times with certain partners that it's just like, yeah, this is cool. But there are some times where it's just like, I love doing this to you.
Oh,
I'm going to keep doing this.
Right. Actually, the energy.
Like, why do I go to work? I'm actually just going to stay.
Peace, love. The energy is important.
The energy
is
important.
Yo, when a guy is just laying there and you're like going to work, that shit is annoying when he's not doing shit. Right. Like, but when he's like, you know, like pulling your hand or like...
He's talking you up.
I have to go.
Oh my God,
I
baby.
Must.
Jesus Christ.
He's like yodeling.
This is what boys' night is like. And this right here to the left of me.
When he's yodeling. Girls' night.
For the record, we need a one more duel. Me and Dari out. Man, we're outgunned. We're not surviving out here.
Yo, yeah, but when a guy isn't yodeling, on the back. Like, if he's not doing something,
if I
like,
haven't heard fuck.
Like, yes, yes.
Oh my God. Cheer me on. Like,
gas gentlemen, me up. Gentlemen, if you want.
The Beyonce meme with the
gas
microphone.
Gas me up. No. Gas me up.
The rapper. Gas me.
If you don't have, if you're a guy, take this tip right now. If, or even a woman or whatever you identify as, you should definitely hype that other person up. Be like, oh fuck. Yo, when you hear that,
the reggae horn in the back. Yeah.
Or give them pointers. Or give them pointers.
Like, oh yeah, Jason, you're saying some bars right now. Oh yeah, right there. Or give like them pointers. Ah, fuck.
Yo,
like,
no shame. No shame in getting, like, you know, a little bit of guy.
But don't sound like you're from the Bronx, like, oh yeah, right there. Oh yeah.
Wait, what if you are from the Bronx?
Like, no. Okay, let me take that back.
Sound like
I
that
have
my
love. Like, you suck that dick, right, my guy. No, no, I love my people from the Bronx. I love my BX. Nah, but like, don't sound like, you know, like, yo, dead ass, you fucking lick that pussy, B.
You about to swallow this whole shit, facts, B.
Wait, there's people that do this?
Yo, yeah. Yes. God bless them.
I'm so glad I have that experience.
Oh, me too. Thank God.
But I have dealt with people who narrate just slightly too much. I'm like, okay.
You can shut the fuck up now.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, just one fuck is good.
Yeah, a couple of good. Them.
A couple right. of them.
Next question.
2, 3.
Okay, so what happened to this bigger ass you said you was growing? And if you don't post the results, how can I know if it's true? My ass isn't getting that much bigger. Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
More squats, babe.
You know, I'm just trying, like, a hit in the gym recently. You
so
know?
Humble, so humble.
You know? Tell me my booty getting bigger, even if
yes,
it
is.
Yo, SZA, by the way, I love that album, dog.
Me too.
That good. Album is great. That album so was number two most played on my Spotify this year.
Same. That and 4 for 4.
Fire.
Yes. I turn into a different person when Drew Barrymore comes on.
Yeah.
I'm in my own
room. That album is lit.
Yeah, so
the whole album. It's like, so that's when you know it's good.
Oh, yeah. My ass isn't getting... my ass is... All right. It's okay. Anyway, if I'm... No. If I make it, bro, like, I'm getting this BLM, this Brazilian... What is it?
It's a BBL.
Oh, BBL. Brazilian... Oh, yeah. Butt Brazilian buttlift, bro.
It. It's expensive.
You do a little... And a little, and that shit right there. Noises?
Snatch
yo.
It up.
Yo, come do this P90 bio for a week,
up.
Son.
Snatch it up.
Let me make it. Somebody, let me make it. And I guarantee I'm going to be.
Ange Code episode 34. We're going to be talking about it.
Just get that shit done properly, Ange. Yo, have you seen She's Gotta Have It?
Dr. Miami.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yo,
nah.
Her we ass got exploded. Mecca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that shit is
wild.
Shemeca.
That's a real danger, ladies.
Her name was Shemeca.
What is this?
Not Mecca.
Yeah. Oh, Shemeca. Yeah.
Basically, Dairy saying, be careful if you do get that shit, because get it done right.
Wait, no.
Next question. It's from She's Gotta Have It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's a really show good show.
It's on Netflix. I recommend it.
So,
me too.
It says, how many years apart were you from the youngest person you ever messed with? And if you haven't, who would be the youngest you'll go if you're going to fuck someone? Do you care about age? The word youngest just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Half plus 7. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Negroes know it in high school. You know it now. Half plus 7.
It's half your age plus 7. And that's the golden rule.
Okay,
bong,
so
bong.
The youngest?
Oh.
That's the youngest?
So, for example, I'm 25, right?
Half
of that,
to save my life. 12.5
plus 7, 19 and a half.
No.
I go that low.
That's the youngest?
Nope.
That's the youngest I go, yeah.
The youngest
that's
I would
that's
go
a thing?
Is 2
that's
years younger than me.
Y'all are
the youngest that I've been with is 1 year, but... Like a 1 year difference.
If you're 25, okay, don't be messing with anybody who's under like 20. 22.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I man. Like if you're still, if you're like 25, you're 26, you're 27 or whatever, you're out and you're and you're like living your life, you've actualized yourself,
you, got
you know who you are. Right, you got benefits.
You don't gotta be fucking somebody who doesn't know themselves.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah. That's literally
that's
it.
Real.
Yep. And
I agree.
That's the end of my point. So it's like if you don't if this person doesn't know themselves, they don't know like
they don't need to be fucking somebody who does.
Amen.
Right. No. It's not even them. Like the onus is on you. Not to take advantage of somebody else in that way. And that's what that is. That's
exactly.
Taking advantage. You know that they're not who they're supposed to be.
Wait. Let me stop you right here. What if it's like
he's going deep.
If it's like 27 and 34?
No, it doesn't apply. That person who's 27 knows themselves.
And
that
you're
person
also
so you're applying to people that are like 25.
I'm applying it to people who are like
and younger.
I'm talking about like young, like
less than 22.
Yeah, like that college age when you're like still figuring your life out. Like after a certain point where you figure out who you're at, date whoever you want to at that point, or at least anybody else is.
Derry's sitting here looking like he's analyzing his entire life.
If you can get in the club, you can get the dick.
I partially agree with Bree, but like if you like, you know, like
Jason, say that again.
And you have a good
sex. If you can get into the club, you can get the dick. 21 plus.
No, because.
Oh, 21 plus.
If you're still using Berk swipes, never. Never come into my DMs.
Y'all are women.
No Berk swipes ever allowed anymore.
She said anymore.
Anymore.
Okay, next question. Oh, but it says, if you are, so what's the oldest? Would you date, would you like get with somebody who's significantly older? The oldest I've ever.
Is daddy?
Let me not.
My father is 49, so I'm gonna cut it off at 45.
My dad's like 58, but like I
had a young dad.
I'd only date like a 38 year old. Oh god, dad. Like a 10 year, that's where I cut it off.
10 years.
So 35. I'm 25.
Like, I was consider a serious relationship with, or just, you know.
No, like have this has have sex.
Oh yeah, 33. That's the oldest I've gone. So.
You just can't be older than my mom.
33.
That's really you can't that's be older.
My limit is 15 years.
Okay,
15. 15. I was like, yeah, we just gotta leave it at that.
Okay.
Time out, real quick, before y'all jump to the next question. Y'all was just slandering the half plus seven rule, now 15 years going is acceptable.
Down. No, that's going down. That's
going. We're talking about going down. We're talking about the oldest now.
At 35, I would hope a man is established with some benefits and a 401k.
Thus
and
he can
and
get
doesn't
the
swipe
pussy.
At Burke.
Thus he can get the pussy.
Wait.
Thus
what?
He can get the
Did
pussy.
Did you say we?
I said wait.
Next question. It says,
I don't know what you're trying to say.
It says, have you ever used Tinder before? If so, do you have any advice for new Tinder users or any dating app in general? Yep, I'm on Tinder. What's good?
I haven't used it. I don't know.
I had it for like 1 hour in Amherst and I never swiped. Is it left or right? Like if you like somebody, you
right.
swipe. Yeah, I never swiped right, so I deleted that.
Oh, wow. Jason?
I'm going to be honest. I had that shit.
Okay then. There's nothing wrong with it. I definitely use it. I just don't really like people, to be honest.
I fuck with Tinder because you could just be swiping and swipe, swipe, swipety swipe, and then you have control. Like if somebody messages you, then
yo, one of our
if somebody
bros.
Messages you, you Gucci. Like and swipety then if you find somebody that you know, you could just like. If I find somebody I know, I like to swipe right on purpose and then message them and be like, haha, like, ha. You're on here. Right. But that's it. If you're, I guess some tips for anybody who uses Tinder, anything like that, like from somebody who uses it.
Professional.
Have some pictures that look like you. Like have you know that I have a variety of pictures. I like to show adventurous Ange on a fucking on a canoe.
A whole tour of
on a canoe, like in the water. Click. I like to have straight hair Ange. Click. I like to have curly hair Ange. I like to have Ange with a faja on. You just in that dress looking right.
All up.
Yeah, like everything is just sucked all up. And I like to show, like, you know, a little selfie with, like, you know, all up close and personal. You got to show some variety. Mm. That's my advice to you if you have Tinder. Get those pics right. And in your bio, don't say some dumb shit. Like, it's better to have it blank than having it say some dumb shit. And if you're a man, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but, like, just put your height on the...
Damn.
On
it.
Oof. She looked at me. She looked at me right in your eyes. I know, right in my soul. No. Yeah, I'm 5'6", man. What the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah,
Very charming.
5'6".
Derry is so charming. Some of the shortest guys are charming AF.
Stop it.
This is on public record, Derry. 5'6"?
Yeah, bitch, 5'6".
Ouch.
Say something about
that. That was very mean.
Ouch. He's next like question. Air.
Jason likes
so now four. You know your Tinder advice from Ange. It says, do you think there's a dating limit before the official relationship phase, or are the lines too blurry nowadays to decide? So do you think there's a dating limit before the official relationship phase, or are the lines blurry?
Explain.
I feel like if you're dating somebody and things are going well, you're just going to keep dating them because you like their vibe and their energy. But as soon as some shit switches up, you should just... walk away. I mean, not walk away. Try to understand, but I don't know.
I'm confused. Explain that question.
Yeah. The question basically is saying, do you think there's a dating time limit before their official relationship phase? Like the what are we?
Yeah, like we have to date for like 6-7 months before we're official. Oh.
See, I don't know. For me, this is why I'm still single, but I be rushing. Like I'm like
we get married.
Her clock is ticking.
No, like I like to, you know, casually date and then you hang out. And if you feeling each other, you feeling each other. And I like to make it very clear, like, what are the expectations here? Like, what are the expectations from you, from me? Like, okay, do you agree with this? Do you not, like, what do you want? Do you want me to be talking to other people? I don't want you to be talking to other people. Like, should I be talking to other people? Because you're talking to other people.
Communication.
That's it.
Just communicate. Yeah. Talk.
Jason, you get it now?
I got it.
So what's your answer?
Is there an official like a time limit?
Yo, if I'm dating you, I'm dating you to marry you. Like this shit is my nigga. I ain't got time. I'm a business owner. Yeah. I think I got my shit together.
I'm 25. My clock is ticking.
He said I'm grown.
We are grown.
If I don't text you, it's because you're not that interesting.
That's the honesty we need in life. I agree.
Either you're not that interesting, or you're interesting, but you just don't got what I need. Like,
maybe you just aren't vibing with them. Like, maybe you just aren't vibing with them. Maybe they are interesting, and you're just not vibing with them.
Yeah, you don't have to everybody that's interesting.
I think honestly, this is some real ass shit that I gotta take this my own advice, and y'all need to take this shit too. So if somebody is saying that they don't got time for you, they're not into you. Yeah. I'ma just keep it a buck.
Right. Exactly.
If somebody's telling you like not really hitting you up like that, or you know, here and there when at their convenience, like that you're means they're hitting you up when they're bored. You're an option. You're not like you are replaceable. You're not irreplaceable. And everybody's they don't really be giving a fuck like that. It like you could be busy and be communicating. Like, oh yo, I'm busy today, and make time for them. But you're not gonna be here and like pretend like, and don't take that shit from nobody. That should be pissing me off. And I be taking
it. Know your worth.
Can I add on to
that?
Know
your worth.
Yeah, or really, it's just an inquiry, really. I can't possibly, like, this is to anybody, even my personal friends. I can't possibly stay in touch with them every day. But, like, I could at least do, because I get in trouble for this a lot. I could at least do, like, a phone call, like, and maybe every 2 nights.
Derry, what the fuck?
Yo, yeah, Derry,
you're never gonna have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm single for life. I'm too.
You need like, I mean, Derry. Most women. I'm not talking about every single woman. I don't know. Some people are different, but we need like reassurance. We need to know that you care. We need to know that you're there for us. Even if you're just like, all right, I got a lot of work today. I'll talk to you at night or whatever. We all have shit to do. It's not so, just
let a nigga who's been hella cuff speak
is pretty much a standard.
Huh? What'd you say, Derry?
I'm saying daily communication is
daily communication is an expectation. I'ma keep it a buck. If you no,
Derry, what was your last relationship, bro?
Been a long time.
An expectation. No, real talk. If you're dating, you know, getting to know each other, people that are in the quote unquote talking phase, they still be texting each other every day. You don't gotta text all day. People got shit to do. I can't be texting at work type shit. I know a lot of people can't. But at some point at night, you can do a quick call. Like, who said you can't do a quick call on your ride home? That's a 10-minute phone call while you're driving home. Like, that is
still connected.
Yes.
All
right. That's important.
That's what we're saying, dude. All right. We're not saying like be up our ass from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or whatever. We're just saying like stay connected. Make it clear, you know?
Realistically, you should talk at least once a day, every single day, if you're serious about each other.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
That's just being real.
Duly noted.
Or Derry, or
after,
you
after
could
I get some shit done, though.
You could date Harmony.
You could.
Or that Very Sophia song. Bitch. Very or that convenient. Sophia bitch.
Very convenient. What? I don't know.
What?
So I like that flexible. Song. What? Next question. It says, what? Can you please, Bree, this is from you because you weren't anonymous. Can you please explain or provide a background story for the tweet you posted on November 30th, 2017 at 7 p.m.?
You need
this
help.
This is not anonymous. Bree asked this question.
Bree's
going to
recite it.
That
Bree's
reckless ass tweet.
Hold on. Bree's
what tweet?
Tweet?
Oh, my God.
Was this the promoter one?
Yeah. She was
son.
Like,
I literally Jesus. Said I was going to do this.
Why she was like,
that was some real bold.
If you kiss a promoter on the cheek.
No.
At least it was on the sheet.
Wait, Brie, read it. What do you
word for word? Word for word.
There was some tameness.
Hold on, disclaimer. This has the Cardi B gif.
It's
her
it's the
when she's sipping tea and she's like.
I love when
the perfect gift. This is November 30th, 2017, 6:07 p.m. Your favorite club promoter kisses you on the cheek in line after licking my pussy.
That's fine. Cheeks and tongues are different things.
That's fucking disgusting.
So let's discuss.
I'll fight you. Let's discuss.
Okay, this is what happened. Maybe uses so mouthwash. I was texting. So me and this guy, like, that we used to, this is like way back. We were.
Just trying to be all serious.
Okay,
all
right, okay, okay. So you know what pisses me off? That I be talking about this dude like real often, and you know who the fuck you are, and it's pissing me off, bro.
Oh, shit.
He told me last night. He's like, "Wow, you talked about me again on this episode." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, bro, you're not that."
You need,
like,
to warn people. What are you your care intentions? About,
listen, okay, no. We just, it's nothing like that.
Y'all
just, so
they yeah, don't text
not,
every day.
No, just, we know. Don't text every don't day. Text every you, no, you're not even no.
I got you.
Barely once a week. So, the point is that this person a while back. He's a promoter and but we're like cool or whatever, but his life isn't a promoter, like he has a life, you know, like he's I was about to say his profession, let me not. So
he's gonna give it all away.
The point is,
he makes
nah
he's like a financial analyst.
The point is that me and this dude were texting and he was like, "Oh yo, we should link up before we both go out," because we'd be going out to different places. So he was like, "Oh, we should link up before you go out, blah blah blah." And
in
I was
crib?
Like,
"Or was it like this? Was this the alley or some shit?"
It was a car,
bro. We should link up and fucking have sex, Derry. That's what he was
but
saying.
Where?
No, no,
where?
In the vehicle.
I'm not gonna say where.
In the vehicle.
So
it was the alley. Dog.
The point is,
y'all thought listen, it was stupid. Right, go.
So the point is that he was like, "Oh, let's mess around, like, you know, before we go out, type shit." And I was like, you trying to be in line fucking with your beard smelling like pussy, like, is that what you're trying to
the
or like
saver.
You know what I'm oh
I'm so, I had to do it.
Flavor saver, bro.
Yeah, it is what
anyway
it is. Save that
so
shit for later.
That yeah that's it. And then I was like, "Oh, you be kissing these girls on the cheek when you're in line, and like you're gonna be kissing girls on the cheeks tonight with my pussy
Latin
juices
club.
Blah blah blah, that's it,
and that's what happened. You
that's
me.
What happened, okay,
this is
Bri.
Definitely a Latin club.
What? Wait, it was guilt.
We know it ain't nobody.
Definitely not a lying club. It's definitely not guilt. It's in a different state.
Yeah, okay. What the hell's kissing cheeks?
The alibi.
Oh, what's that? What's that? Latin club in Rhode Island? Love club. Love.
Love.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah,
it's not that.
Yeah,
so next question. It says. Oh, this one is so long.
Let's not.
Fuck. So we're not gonna do that. It says, "When should I get married? Before I establish myself, parentheses, financially,
yo,
or after?" Get
yo,
married whenever you want.
Yo, like, nah.
Jason has a perfect answer for you.
Here comes Jason.
Son, I was watching Oprah.
Yo,
shout out Oprah. Right. Yeah.
That's a woke brother in here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
My nigga watches Oprah.
Yo, it was the Black Love series, and who did they have?
Megan Good.
Yes, and her man. You saw that tweet, didn't you? You saw that tweet. Right, anyway,
I saw the show.
So it was Megan Good and her bae, and her man was talking about how it's a myth sometimes. You'd be thinking like, "Oh, you got to have everything like perfect," and then, you know, you find the right shorty and the right shorty fits into your life. And he was talking about how, nah, that's not really how it works. Like, when you got the right shorty, it doesn't really matter what does or doesn't happen for you. Like, if things work out, great, awesome. But if they don't work out, like, it doesn't matter because you got the right person with you. So I looked at that and I was like,
"That's real.
That's real love."
My
that's
man's got Megan
bars.
Good, so he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
I'm
gonna take
that,
his advice.
Yeah. But it's just like, that's real love. Somebody who's willing to ride it out, because obviously
real
life
love.
Has ups and downs. It's not always just gonna be up. You're not gonna reach the top and not fall. You need somebody who can stay consistent on the roller coaster with you. You know, not somebody who's gonna jump off.
So, what do you think about Issa Rae and on Insecure?
Oh my God,
she
oh well,
you think
actually,
she fucked up with Lawrence.
Whoa,
yes.
Is that a question, or did we just shift?
Nah, I'm just we're
no,
shifting gears.
Right.
So basically, okay. Issa, you watch Insecure.
Basically,
yeah,
Issa jumped off the roller coaster of life with Lawrence.
Was struggling. He was trying to find a job.
Yo,
yeah,
had depression, was suffering through mental illness.
Before we go too far
on a tangent, the answer to the question is get married when you find the right person.
Amen.
Where
I agree.
Ain't nothing more magical than building your kingdom together, honestly.
Shout out.
Kingdom builder. Yo, stay low and build.
Nah, get the fuck out of
all
here.
All right, stay high and build, you know?
What do you mean stay low and build?
You know those people who say stay low and build and like they're just talking to mad like side chick.
Yeah,
this I was dumb as hell,
the people that, oh, stay low, like stay the discreet and build. Exactly. No, that shit is sucked.
Stupidest.
That shit is
yo,
sucked.
If you're the one, you like, getting posted,
I don't
son.
Interpret that that way.
They definitely have, like two wives and three kids.
Your man crush Monday.
I mean, go on.
If you're the one, you're getting posted on Chinese social media. What's up?
I'm done.
You can stay low and build.
No, you sus. Can't, Derry.
You still,
yo, you're Dominican. You don't. I'm you can't.
Derry's relationship advice expired in 2009.
You don't have to announce everything, but you know you can still post each other and shit. But like, you know, keep it low.
Yeah, what's but wrong that, with that? No, I'm talking about the people like
nothing.
You won't
all?
Know you're together. That's yeah, okay, yeah, stay low and build.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have that Barack Michelle type love.
Amen.
I want to post you.
Yes.
That Beyonce and Jay Z minus the cheating. Sorry.
I'm trying to be like Will Smith and Jada. Like, this Negro shows up and, like, presents her. Like,
yeah.
That's what
it's
I'm
Jada. Like, I want to feel that
damn.
Way.
Me like, too. Yo, I got this. What's good?
Yes.
Okay. In your most humble, the next question. In your most humble opinion, what do you think about people who pour milk before the cereal? You're whack for that.
I'll block you.
I don't trust
that's
you.
That's wild. Yeah.
Put the cereal before the milk.
Cereal.
Of course. Yes. That's normal.
Before, that's dummy. Normal human beings.
Cereal before the milk.
Oh.
And milk isn't even all that good for you. Next question.
Wait. Drink almond milk. Holla.
Yeah, almond milk is way better for
or
you.
Or lactate, guys, bro.
Next question. It says, I heard this statistic that women typically know within the first few seconds of meeting someone if they'll have sex with you or not.
Woof.
If they'll have sex with them or not. Do you think that that's true? Have you ever had sex with someone you never thought you would? How did that turn out?
Negro, stay
silent. I be, no. When I look at somebody, I be thinking, oh, I'm a fuck you.
And only they can ruin it with their dumbassness. Like, right. If you're sexy as shit and you open your mouth and you're stupid, there's nothing more unattractive than that.
That is annoying. But I feel like people be knowing.
Yeah, they do.
I have you only, just know. That's only happened to me like.
Derry, what
times.
Did you do?
I said that's sometimes me.
What?
I just
that you open your mouth and say dumb shit?
I'm very honest. What can I do?
Derry.
I mean well, though. I promise, guys.
I mean well.
No bullshit, though. If you're a dude and you have even the slightest bit of game, you know when the shorty's feeling you. So you just literally don't have to say shit. You don't have to say.
I be saying shit.
Nigga, just shut the fuck up and she will give you the pussy.
What do you say, Kisa?
The other part is like, have you ever had sex with somebody you never thought you would? Like, somebody who I wasn't initially attracted to.
Yeah.
Then you get to know them and you're just like, oh, I like you.
Yes. Personality sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what? Word. If you have a kid, listen, if you don't got another tip from Ange, if you don't got the looks, you know, or if maybe
or
you don't got the dick size, or maybe you don't got like the swag, the flow, or, you know, the height.
Yeah.
Every time we
listen,
look at
if
like,
not if you lacking in some department, if you're lacking in some department, if you got personality, if you
facts
got me. Personality, if you are charming, if you
smart,
if you have, if you smell good, get the right deodorant and get
shower.
Yo, when this
daily.
Is a secret, really, this is really weird, but I love the smell of deodorant on a man right after he showers, like that shit right there.
It's nice.
Yeah, smell clean.
Yo, can I mention something though?
God, smell good, not Axe. But get some good shit. God.
Can I mention something though?
That shit will give you points. Not that ass. That shit will give you points. What, Jason?
I'm sorry, there. I feel like I'm about to betray you right now. I have never seen a situation where a shorty is taller than her man and she's not happy. Like, she's just always bossing him around and pissed off.
I mean, no, Jason.
Son.
Jason, that's not true. No.
I work in a very social atmosphere.
I've never
experienced
Yo,
dating a short
I don't know
guy.
Why, but
I was like, you know, with a short guy and...
Yo,
take it from somebody.
I never dated a short person.
I feel like 90% of the girls I'm with are taller than me. That shit ain't nothing, fellas. Yo, all my short niggas, yo, unite, be strong. Fuck these tall motherfuckers, these tall lanky motherfuckers.
I'm sorry, Kat. Yo, I'm not even. Yo, I'm
saying as long as you eat that pussy right.
Derry,
I'm just saying, if you're 5'6", yo, just get a shorty that's 5'4", or the same height, or maybe like an inch.
Out there, why do you have to go for people?
Why can't Why can't Derry go for who the fuck he wants?
Because you're
I'm not saying to. Yo, you could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. But every single time I see a shorty walk in and she's like 5'9", or her man's just 5'6", she is just pissed the fuck off. And I don't
know. Well, that's her problem. Why are you dating a short dude? Like,
I know. Yeah, but
if she's accountability. If you're mad.
I've seen the pattern so much that I'm just like, yo, be warned. Like, if you choose to do that.
Oh my God.
That's you. It's on you, but sis. Be warned.
Derry's getting annoyed. Yeah.
No, nah, not Derry's even that.
Derry, like, spit like, some bars right
Derry,
now.
Derry, whoever's yo, with you is lucky.
That as fact. Yeah. That as if a girl they're has bombing a, you right a height preference, that's cool. Like, and if you go, if you get into it, like, that's what's up. Like, if you like her, go for it. I certainly recommend that. But if shit don't go your way, you can't be mad at that. Like, you knew what it was going in. Yeah. And that's why I don't really care. Like, I'm like, all right, cool. It ain't worked this time. But it has worked other times. And, like,
right.
If, like, I don't think what Jason's saying is for all cases. And if that is the case, I don't know. That nigga got money.
Derry's a fucking catch. So, yes. Shorties out Derry's there or awesome. Tall girls, you know, everybody, Derry's a catch. And you're going to have to go through you, me.
The women are saying this right now, so y'all might not take as much validity to it, but Derry got the personality on Swagger. That shit is fucking ridiculous.
He does. He got personality. Next question.
And I'm handsome.
It says, yeah, I was about to say, and you're handsome.
Mad yes. Cute. In your experience, are dancers the best in the bedroom?
Oh, that's for the guys. I never slept with a stripper.
Oh, what's for the girls? Sorry.
Whoa, not a stripper.
I don't think I'm that kind of dancer.
Oh, my man.
Listen. Wow. If you can dance bachata and you can dance pasada like really, really good, and I can like shake my ass on your dick, like, and you can like, you know, grind really good too, like all of that shit, yeah. I'm automatically like more attracted to you. And when I'm more attracted to you and we having sex, like that shit is dope.
Yeah, rhythm. Yeah. Rhythm. Yeah. But especially professional dancers though.
Yeah, like strippers.
Not professional, but like some of you at least like. No, not strippers. But like at least people who like dance like as a practice, like they do ballet, like, you know.
Son, frequently. The key to great sex is you got to value the other person's pleasure more than yours. That's really it.
You have to like them.
Like,
please like
who you are. Can we answer the question? In your experience, are dancers the best in the bedroom?
Not the best, but they are awesome.
They're good, yeah.
Yeah, they got moves, but like the key to the best sex, get people that value each other's pleasure more than their own, and you'll have great sex.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with them being a dancer.
Like, if you love them, you're going to eat that pussy like it's fucking the last supper.
Facts, like Venom.
The last fucking supper.
Like, this is the greatest
meal. The last cup of water in the desert.
That's awesome.
The last piece of salami with the mango.
That's right.
Everything.
That mango you poisoned though?
That's that Sophia and the rest of the robots are coming. The apocalypse is happening. Like, you're going to eat that pussy like it's your last meal.
Suck that dick.
Yes, yes. Next question.
Shout out to all shorties.
I'm calling Keesla. Yo, forever.
Next question. Can we consistently encourage people of color to establish registered corporations? It's a simple yet difficult process. Jason, did you submit this?
Nigga, no. That's a dumbass question.
Encourage people of color to establish registered corporations? It's a simple yet. I feel like you were kind of just like venting a little bit when you submitted this question. Yeah, like,
it sounds like it.
Yo, first off, you have to understand the difference between a business and a corporation and all of the other legal stuff.
Yeah, corporations are white.
Not even that.
No, like, not even.
Yo, let's just not get into like the deep dive of this, because it's a lot. It's a lot. So we're just gonna sideway.
It's not about encouraging them. It's like,
son, at the end of the day,
I don't understand the question.
Negroes just need to make money. That's really what it is.
Like, Jason is black. Just FYI, because he's over here saying Negroes. I hate when you do that. But he's black, for people who don't, you know, who are listening. Go ahead.
Encourage people.
She says that because you're articulate and well-spoken, Jay.
I hate that shit when people say you sound white because you speak proper. I'm saying that the reason why I said that is because I've had people that are white and people that are light skinned on the show, mm-hmm. and you don't know who the fuck is saying the word Negro on the microphone.
It's Jason.
And that should be wild disrespectful if he was white.
I think your audience knows you well enough to know the demographic though. Like
Right. Come we on. Know anyway, they know Jason.
You know you wouldn't like, you wouldn't stand.
I'm actually. Not saying that because Jason is articulate. Y'all know I'm way more woke than that.
So first off, I'm an immigrant. Born in the motherland, shout out. I am light skinned though. But I got nappy hair.
We're not even answering the question. We're
Jason
not.
With the good hair.
I don't think anybody wants to answer this question because it's question.
So, to keep it simple, like, to keep it simple, son. To keep it simple. As a people, we are economically disadvantaged because mm-hmm. of various historical reasons. Mm-hmm. So the number one piece of advice that I can give to you is secure the motherfucking bag.
Amen.
Get your fucking paper. Mm-hmm. Everything yeah. else is bullshit. Get your fucking paper.
And I'm an immigrant too, so I mean, I was raised like built from the bottom. My parents cleaned houses, worked in kitchens. That's how I was brought up. So it's like, if I have to follow structure until I get to the point where I can own my own law firm or,
you know. I respect you, Kisla.
Thank you, Jason. When I can get to that point, yeah, I'm going to take advantage of building my own corporation. But for now, I'm still paying off my loans. I'm still chained to the debt.
Son, you got to go small business. You got to go micro business. This is a lot.
I'm bored. I am bored.
All right, let's go. Excitement.
I'm fucking bored. What do you love about black men? Gas us up, please, LMAO.
Hey! That's the fucking question.
I like that question.
Question of the night.
He said, gas us up.
You know what I love about black men? When you got that cocoa butter on, that shit, and your skin is glowing and glistening, I just want to fucking lick your arm.
You're talking shit, but do you even like light skins, though?
It's just black men.
Have you seen the people? Just black people, bro. I do like light skins. Do you not? Have you not seen my exes? What are you talking about, Jason?
I mean, it doesn't ask that. It says black men in general.
Black men, I love when you got cocoa butter all up on your shit. That shit is sexy as fuck.
What do you love?
I like that y'all got, you know, bigger dicks than usual. That shit is dope, too.
You're strong.
Can the nigga be a savage real quick?
What do you love about black men, Brie?
Can the nigga be a savage real quick?
No, Brie, what do you love about black men?
I love about black men the thing that I love about black people, and I'm sorry, I know this question's about black men, I'm sorry, I know this is where we should be focusing, but I just like the resilience and the rhythm of black people in general. And so you can see that
the resilience and the rhythm,
right?
Bitch.
Resilience and rhythm. Yes. Oh my gosh. And you can see that in black men. You can see like the strength, and it's just, it's not just being black. Is kind of like you're not just standing by yourself. You stand and all your people are behind you all the time.
Physical,
and
there's something mental, about emotional.
That that's just so powerful, so much
the
presence.
Togetherness.
And I love watching. It's not even just about dancing, but you can just feel rhythm in our people. And
we got a cultural Rosetta Stone.
Good. Black men just look so good. They're so strong. And it's
Brie got
it's hot. It's hot.
Black men are fine.
I love my men.
Yes.
Okay. Damn, what's the biggest pet peeve in a friendship or a relationship?
Hey, biggest pet
Dairy. Biggest pet peeve in a friendship or relationship.
Friendship or relationship.
Pet peeves.
Sheesh. Ultimatums. I hate ultimatums. Yes. I feel like if you're a good friend, good girlfriend, whatever it is, you wouldn't put me in that position. I always choose like the other choice out of spite.
You're not like a child.
Yep. What's a pet peeve, Jason?
Relationship or friendship?
Just a pet peeve, bro.
Taking the advantage of the other person. So like,
I've been through some things.
Not even like if you.
I'm speaking by myself. Not you, bro.
Okay,
no, you too. I mean,
Jason.
No, no.
Jason, hello. God damn it, Brianna. What's your biggest pet peeve? Brianna, what's your biggest
taking
pet peeve?
Taking advantage of the other person, yo.
Okay.
Because some people are fucking awesome.
Being taken That's advantage
real.
Of.
Yeah. It's horrible when it's like a really good person too. And you're like, damn, they don't deserve that shit.
Right.
You just mind your business, because.
What's the biggest pet peeve for you, Brianna, in a friendship or a relationship?
I have trouble with people who lack transparency and lack accountability. So those are my things. Like, if you can't say sorry for nothing, that's just going to bother me. Like, if you can't own up to you doing something wrong, that's going to bother me. And if you can't if you can't just be clear and bring things to the table, if it's like everything has to be like I have to tiptoe around discussing anything with you because like everything makes you uncomfortable.
That shit is annoying.
It's just like at this point, like I'm grown. I expect my friends to be grown. I expect you to be able to say sorry. I expect you to be able to communicate.
Amen.
If you can't do that, I can't
to jump
bothered.
Off of that, I hate passive aggressiveness. That shit is annoying. Whether you're my friend or whatever, like that shit is so annoying. Don't be passive aggressive.
I think my biggest pet peeve is different for both. Like in a relationship, I can't stand people who are emotionally unavailable. And I know that that's like a big flaw, but I'm so expressive and like I say what I mean. I mean what I say.
Yes.
I never stray from it, but when somebody's just not giving you the same back, it's like, I'd rather be alone, you know? Kisla.
Facts. It feels like you're talking to a wall. It feels like, hello. You know what another thing is? In a relationship, like, when you are super, super, super OD jealous. Exactly. Like, jealousy is, I like that, a little sprinkle. Because it makes me feel important. But like just when, a little sprinkle. Yeah.
Oh, that's called crazy.
No, it's not. No,
no, crazy, a little jealousy is good.
OD jealous?
OD jealous is like, OD jealous, your skirt's short, all the dudes are going to look at you change. That's possessive and psycho.
Bye.
Good crazy is kind of like, oh, your man's a tra- I mean, your trainer's a guy. Who is he? Let me see him. Oh, tell him not to touch you. Like, yeah, something playful, you know?
Oh, no, wait,
no.
She said oldie possessive. I said oldie possessive equals crazy.
Right, oh, yeah, like I the agree. Skirt one. But then...
There was one time I was at I was in DR, and I'm, like, dating this guy, and he told me... This is when I was like, wow. He told me to take... I went to a resort with my homegirl. He told me to take a picture with my homegirl at the resort and send it to him.
Oh, see, no.
That's when I was like...
I'd call the police.
All right. Because he, you know, like, that's a pet peeve of mine.
I'll give you two examples. One example. One of good jealousy and one of bad jealousy. One good jealousy is, like, for example, I'm with somebody, right? And they, I don't know, they had, like, this dance show or whatever. And she, you know, she was dancing with her partner or whatever. She tries to cuddle up on me after the show. I'm like, I want you to cuddle up with your dancer. But I say it in a joking manner. I think that's good jealousy. Yeah. Bad jealousy is a good friend of mine just, like, pulls me out to dance because I haven't seen in such a long time. And we dance. Una bachata. But, like, not pegadito. Like, not, you know.
No, bachata, you got to make kids with.
Right, that's too close.
A good respect.
Dancing like the old folks.
And out of nowhere, she'd be like, yo, who the fuck is this bitch? Or she breaks up the dance, makes a scene, like, in front of, like, that's bad.
There was one girl I know that she was at a club, and she took, her mans was dancing with an old good friend, and she took a cup of fucking, her drink, and threw it at her mans while he was dancing with Shorty. I'm like, that's you forced
if that
it.
Water got on me, that lip.
Bounce back two spots, though.
He's smacking you in the lip, man.
So you wouldn't be able to be with a stoic dude.
I'm sorry?
With a what?
You wouldn't be able to be with a stoic
like
dude.
Somebody who's serious all the time?
No, not serious all the time. Stoic just in the sense of, like, yo, if you notice, like, cool. Old dudes, like older men of another generation, these Negroes don't talk. They don't talk. They don't express their emotions.
That's yeah, no, I couldn't.
And I posted something a couple weeks ago where I was just like, I kind of understand why.
Yeah, people are assholes. That's why.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, yo, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So sometimes it's better to just not say shit.
No, I like laid back guys, but emotionally unavailable is different than laid back. Yeah, go ahead. Sex, sucking dick. Let's go.
What do you do if
What
do you do if a one night stand got a smallish dick? Do you just ride that out the night because you're not trying to be rude? Or you, what happened to Jason?
He went to the bathroom.
Oh, we're about to end this episode, bro. Damn. This is the last question. Anyway.
That's vintage Jason right
What
there.
Do you do if a one night stand got a smallish dick? Do you just ride that out the night because you're not trying to be rude, or you really tell him to leave LMAO?
I'm crip walking out of that room.
She got the bandana.
And that's episode 6.
That's the end of the
out, out that bitch.
Crip walking out that bitch. I can't.
Help. Send help.
Yo, Bree is really fucking dead.
You will see me get the fuck up and crip walk.
Coming out of my eyes, bro.
Dead ass. I really don't think I'm joking.
I will
crip. Yeah, she has a wife beater and shit with the eyeliner. Just
wait, with my heels and my heels in my hand.
Blue heels, nigga.
What's good?
I'm fucking done.
I'm out.
Oh, shit. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I did one time. I did.
You just left?
No, I didn't leave. I took it like a champ.
Damn. Oh. A waste of a body.
Nah, he was like real cute, you know? Like he was real like he was dope. And then we were gonna have sex and I was like, oh fuck.
You ain't got no dick.
Damn it.
You ain't brought no dick.
I was so mad. But you know, maybe they could offer something else. So like
that's like, not what you need at that moment though. You need
maybe
one
they
thing.
Give me some bomb head.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Listen. I'm an advocate for some bomb
she is.
Oral sex.
We know, girl.
This message has been approved by Ange.
And that's it.
Shout out to the club
promoters. So Keesla would crip walk out if the guy has a small dick on a one-night stand. I would see how the head is. Brie, what would you do?
I'm so glad this has never happened to me before, because I genuinely, I'm like nervous laughing because I'm so uncomfortable about this as a hypothetical. I don't know what I think I'd be like on my phone. Yeah. Oh no, I must go, my friend, my bestie. Oh.
You just develop an accent too.
I know. You're
just like, oh my god, I don't. I forgot how to speak English. I gotta go now. I'll just start speaking Albanian.
So Bree's answer is that if he has a small dick, she will pretend she doesn't know English. And
she turns into the maiden show. Like, oh, this is room service. My bad.
Listen.
Oh my god. Oh wait, let's flip the question for Derry, because he's a guy. Derry, if you were about to have a one night stand with a girl and she took her pants off and that shit smelled like fish,
oh my god.
Are you riding the wave different. Or are you it's crib different. Walking out too?
Nah, it's not
that's
different.
A hygienic
no,
problem.
No, I've seen people.
No, some people.
I've seen people
and
talk
especially
about
me,
this
because like I love eating pussy. And that's just like nah.
That shit gonna smell like a
what
fish
are you gonna
taco.
Do fall asleep Barry
what am I what's the situation
call
am
a Uber
am I stranded there?
It's a one night stand, you're there and you took her pants off and y'all are feeling each other and it's smelly
and
what
now
are you gonna
the
do?
Now the rumors
what are you gonna do right then and there
the rumors nah.
What are you gonna do
I'm fucking out.
Barry, what are you gonna do
been I'm out so if it smells
let's role play right now.
Go ahead, dude.
Uh-huh.
So she took her pants off.
Right.
She's right there.
She's right there. Action.
And you're ready to go.
You're ready to go. You're ready to go.
Then all of a sudden.
Action. What do you say?
Wait. Is my shit out already?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I swear to God, I'll block you. You say anything besides crip walk, I'll fucking block you. You hear me?
Depends how bad.
I have a solution.
Oh, my God.
I have a solution.
What did
you say?
You said it depends how bad.
No.
Yo, men are filthy.
Shower sex.
Yep.
He wants to hit in the shower now.
It clearly is a bigger problem than the shower.
Oh, facts.
No, you're smart.
Yo, the shower?
Bree's giving out tips.
If she takes her pants off and it smells like a fucking fish, that means that there's a hygienic issue. Like, one shower isn't going to fix that shit.
But at least you can, like...
Unless y'all were at the club, then it's different.
Maybe she has some of that, what's that, that peppermint oil shampoo?
We'll take a shower together.
Body
that's
wash.
That's Derry's
and
answer.
And it smells all fresh. Yeah.
So, Kisa will crip walk out. I will see how the head is. Brianna will
not speak English.
Not speak English and fucking she'll start speaking fucking Albanian. And Derry will offer shower sex.
Shower
great.
Sex. Yeah.
That was episode.
If the room is contaminated, I'm out, man.
That was episode 16 of Ange.
Oh,
Cole.
Jason's
back. Jason's late. Back. Jason, say bye to everybody.
What was the last question, son?
Bro, I don't even remember.
The last question was, if you were having a one-night stand and this girl took off her pants and it smelled like a fish taco.
That's not the question.
A fish taco.
What do you do if a one-night stand got a smallish dick? Do you ride the night out because you're not trying to be rude, or you're really trying to tell him to leave? And then Brianna will turn into a different
person. I don't even want to answer this question.
Oh no!
Yeah. Son, if it smells, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna be hard no more. So.
See, a normal person, Derry, filthy beast.
Maybe okay. Here's something you can do.
I'll bust one out.
I'm too drunk. It's not working. It's not working. I'm too drunk.
You weren't like this when the situation started.
I'm sorry. I'm old.
I'm too drunk.
Yo, because honestly. Some shit you can't help, like your pH levels and shit. Like,
yeah,
there is young. I'm old. That shit ain't flying. Oh,
that ass. Like, some girls are sensitive to that shit.
I know, but like,
no.
No.
Derry's trying to be inclusive.
Son, Pornhub, toilet, call it a day.
Ouch.
What the fuck?
Yo, just rub one out, call it a
what?
Day.
You'll go to the bath. Okay, so there's Jason's answer. He'll take his phone to the bathroom, watch Pornhub, and fucking
rub one out.
So
go
he's
to sleep.
An actual savage. You are an uncivilized human.
What would you tell her? What would you tell her?
He actually belongs in the wild.
Yo, when did you notice the smell? Like, did you notice the smell?
Well,
like,
she took her pants off
at that moment. Like, she's like,
that shit hits you like,
oh, son. Yo, you know what? I probably like kiss her normally.
You would
a goodbye kiss.
You know, kiss her song so far and be like, you know what? Honestly,
so weird, man.
I'm not even trying to objectify you like that. Shorty, I just want to cuddle tonight.
Oh my god, I'm sick.
So you're fake.
On that note, we're ending Ange Code. Bree, can you end it in your? Can you end it in your in your accent that you just randomly get when you're feeling uncomfortable? Go ahead, Bree.
Oh no! So this is the end of Ange Code. I'm stressed. I don't know. We have to go.
Ew!
Episode 16.
Yes. Make sure you use the hashtag Ange Code.
Oh, no.
Make sure you follow everybody on Twitter, Instagram. Show some love. And make sure you tune into the next episode. That's it. Subscribe, follow, do all that good stuff.
Thanks for listening to my podcast.
Bring it mine the fuck now. Out of here. Fuck out of here with this bitch. That's it. This is Ange Code.